College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Any ideas? Limits?
Yeah, I actually do have one because our good buddy Pickens was in the news again.
Ah, yes.
Did you see what he had to say about the trade?
No.
Yesterday with Minkah Fitzpatrick. So George Pickens back on his Instagram story where maybe it was AI that ultimately said something, basically said, good luck to Minkah Fitzpatrick, saying it's good on the other side. And I'm looking for the exact quote, but basically what George Pickens did was throw more cold water on the Steelers. And here it is. Super happy for you, broski. Back to beautiful places in life, LOL, at Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Back to beautiful places in life, huh, Bob? Miami's not such a beautiful place during the actual football season, is it?
You know what? It's not. They have a lot of big names on their roster, but they're not exactly, I think, a team people are going to look at and say, well, they're going to be a Super Bowl contender.
No, they stink.
So
they absolutely stink. What's cooking? I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say, all this social media stuff drives me nuts with athletes when they just who cares? Do we really care?
No. Okay, what's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Thunderstorms today and a high of Jesse James, 81 degrees. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Give us some of the best texts of the day, Limits, even if they were ripping you.
Well, there were a couple of those. One texter with some very frequent text in that was incredible, saying, I agree with you, Joe. It was the Toronto writers who continually threw Phil Kessel under the hot dog bus. But then the texter said later on in the show, the savvy old newshound is grounded and Limits is the odd man out. So I asked this texter, am I being sent to AAA? And then the texter said that Joe is wettling and that Limits is being bold and Limits is being treated as a peasant.
A peasant?
Peasant.
A peasant.
My God.
Oh my gosh,
that
texter.
Hurts to hear, Bob. That was a long one, and I forgot the beginning of it.
That was long, and I forgot as well.
Anything else?
One texter said, Limits, the local reporter said that all the Steelers staff were on vacation until training camp. How did this trade happen, LOL?
Who said that?
I don't know, but that's what a texter mentioned. That I don't think it's a month-long vacation. Maybe Omar Khan was sitting on the beach in Fort Lauderdale and decided to drive to Miami.
Yeah, I mean, you can do those things remotely now, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can. Rangers and Hurricanes working on a Keandre Miller trade, Bob. What do you think of that?
I like Keandre Miller. I would take him on my team. I have no idea why. Mike Sullivan must not like a lot of guys there because it seems like he's starting to put his signature and his fingerprints on his roster quite a bit. I'm surprised they signed Matt Remke, how do you say his
Remke,
name?
Yeah.
Remke, the big dude who gets into fights. Because Mike Sullivan didn't use the guys here that he had at his disposal. And so now I don't know if that's something that he's changed his mind on.
It feels
he's a
sad.
Fan favorite there.
This feels sad. And yet another reminder of where the Penguins are these days. They just are. It used to be, you know, this would be a big day for us.
Yes,
waiting
it would
to
be.
See who the Penguins signed.
And it was always, especially when Rutherford was here. I mean,
yes.
There are people flying in and out, left and right.
Who they could help, you know, go on a run to maybe win a cup, things like that. And it just is no more.
But they did sign someone just now, didn't
they,
Austin?
Yeah, who'd they sign, Limits?
Yeah, they signed somebody named Parker Wotherspoon to a 2-year deal worth $1 million per year. He formerly played in Boston. He's a forward.
Is he related to Teresa Witherspoon? Who is this guy? What position?
You mean Reese Witherspoon?
Maybe her too, yeah.
He's a forward.
He is a forward, yes. He is basically a fourth line guy.
Wotherspoon?
They have a lot of fourth line guys.
Who did he play for?
Boston.
Boston.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll
you didn't know who he was 10 minutes ago, did you, Bob?
No, but I also heard what he told you, which went in your ear and out the other, and you didn't listen to a word he said, and I had to repeat it.
That's where we are these days. 10 years ago today,
he's actually a defenseman.
The Phil Kessel trade. Haven't all of our lives gotten better because Phil Kessel was here?
No doubt.
I thought the Phil Kessel trade was great. I like you loved it just because of what he can do. And knowing that they had such a surplus of really talented guys that he would actually, if his ego would allow, not be a top. And I think it helped him just like Malkin has really thrived under Crosby where he didn't take – Kessel didn't want to be the focal point of everything. And he was in Toronto. He came here. He didn't have to be. Just had to be Phil Kessel.
I think it's very accurate to say – that the Crosby-Malkin era might have been held to one Stanley Cup, if not for Filbert Kessel. Also, SGA signs the biggest deal in NBA history.
$71 million a year, it looks like.
4 years, $285 million. Bob, what's the first thing you would do with $285 million? You're sitting around with, about $10 million? That's nothing.
Yeah, right. I'd probably design a golf course, one that I want to play. I don't know if that's enough to do it, but it should be, right?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine sitting there? We'll sit in a bar after one of these shows and say, okay, let's talk about we have the land. How would you play number one here?
Let's create do that. Let's design a golf course,
it would be fun.
I don't know who pays for it, but let's design it.
Have
a good night.
Have fun with it. All right. Guys, appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye,
Joe. Thank you, Limit.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.